Bad Axe.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanlac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on Saturday. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy was planned for yesterday to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to the Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with any information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353, or you can email any info to hbpd@harborbeach.com.stigation. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had previously been reported missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary. Officials said there is no evidence he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. The statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service. No additional details are being released at this time. The Sheriff's Office also expressed appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. A 40-year-old centerline man has been sentenced to 10 months in prison for making threats against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Stephen Conway, who has a prior record for threatening a judge and police officers, posted threats on an online dating site claiming the governor was, quote, marked for assassination. The threats came shortly after Conway contacted a DTE Energy call center in Wisconsin, warning he would, quote, hunt down company shareholders. Following his guilty plea to two counts of communicating threats across state lines, U.S. District Court Judge Robert J. White also ordered 2 years of supervised release. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, with law enforcement support, investigated the case. U.S. Attorney Jerome F. Gordon Jr. emphasized that threats of political violence undermine the rule of law and that public servants and citizens will be protected. We'll be right back.
This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility. As the weather gets colder, all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility still continue to bring the warmth of genuine care to your loved ones with personalized care plans that promote both independence and wellness. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a pillar among our community. It's a welcoming home full of familiar faces who take pride in bringing peace of mind to families and residents. We offer both long-term care and short-term care, as well as on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. We all share the same commitment to high quality, individualized, comprehensive care. Your loved ones deserve the best, and at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we continue to be the warmth of genuine care.
The Elkton Police Department is alerting parents to the growing availability of Mitra 9 canned Kratom beverages in local stores and online. Officials caution that although the drinks may look similar to common energy beverages, they contain psychoactive compounds that act on brain receptors in ways comparable to opioids. Reported side effects include nausea, dizziness, drowsiness, increased heart rate, and impaired judgment. Repeated use can lead to dependence, and mixing Kratom with alcohol can increase the risk of respiratory depression. Because Kratom products are not regulated like FDA-approved medications, potency and ingredients may vary. Parents are encouraged to talk with their kids about unfamiliar drinks and supplements, monitor for changes in mood and behavior, and seek emergency help if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Officials said the goal of the advisory is prevention and awareness. An Aspire Rural Health System, in partnership with the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, will offer free heart health screenings for teens ages 13 to 19 on Saturday, March 14th, from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hills and Dales Healthcare in Cass City. The event includes a medical history review, blood pressure check, and electrocardiogram with a pediatric cardiologist on site to evaluate results and order an echocardiogram if needed. The screenings are designed to detect conditions such as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes. Sudden cardiac death remains the top cause of death among young athletes, and organizers say the 30-minute screenings can identify potentially life-threatening heart abnormalities before symptoms appear. Since the program began in 2011, more than 4,500 Michigan teens have been screened with 169 heart conditions detected, including 49 cases considered life-saving findings. The program is supported in part by the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, created in memory of Thomas N. Smith, a Flushing High School senior who died in 2011 from an undiagnosed enlarged heart. Parents must pre-register their teens due to limited space and complete required paperwork in advance. Registration information is available at aspirehs.org/teen-heart-screening. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.